T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're taking a look at Erie County as a whole now, moving on, broadening our scope from the city of Buffalo. Joe Lurigo, Kevin Hardwick joining us. Joe, we'll start with you first. And before we get into some of the county spending, your reaction to the mayoral primary last night, how does that affect, if at all, what you do in county government?
Well, good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. You know, I was shocked, I think, like everybody. But, you know, all the congratulations goes out to India Brown. You know, she organized and she, you know, stuck to her guns and she ended up victorious. You know, I don't think it affects what we do in county government very much. You know, we'll see, you know, we do work together with the city on certain things. I imagine that relationship will continue. I'm more interested to see how she works with the city council. That'll be the interesting thing to watch.
All right. Well, Joe, we're talking to you this morning about the plans to spend federal money here that's coming as pandemic relief. And it seems to me like there's a mad rush to spend what appears to be like a pot of gold for municipalities. How do you see this?
Yeah, I think you're right. There seems to be a mad rush, and I hope that we have deliberations at the legislature before we go out and spend, you know, $100 million of taxpayer money. You know, one of the things that I was surprised at was the fact that all of these things seem to be, you know, done deals in the county executive's press conference. You know, it's the legislature's decision on where we spend money and what gets funded. We haven't had discussions. We haven't had deliberations. And we need to do that before spending a dime of that. You know, in looking at the resolution that came over, I see that the county executive put all of the spending in one, you know, omnibus resolution, which to me is a little crazy and also a little insulting. You know, the minority caucus, of which I, you know, the minority leader, John Mills, Frank Dodaro, and Chris Green, we weren't a part of any of those conversations. And we represent, you know, 350,000 people in Erie County. And in looking through the resolution, I see, you know, in addition to the things that the county executive mentioned, you know, he mentioned $15 million in what basically amounts to Democrat pork. And, you know, some of those things are, you know, a particular dance studio in the city of Buffalo getting money, a one daycare in the city of Buffalo getting money, a couple of VFWs. You know, I want to know if all daycares were reached out to, if all dance studios were, and if all VFWs were, because these are things that, you know, need money and need help all throughout the county, not just in Democrat-controlled districts.
What is something in the plan that was laid out by the county executive for this money that you do agree with, you do like?
Well, you know, I think anytime we're spending money on infrastructure, that's important, whether it's roads, bridges, sewers, those types of things. But even those, you know, we still need to have the discussions and deliberate on what exactly is happening and whether or not it's worth doing. Because one of the things that I noticed is, you know, a lot of the infrastructure work that is being talked about is basically things that the county executive ignored over the past decade in his administration. So, you know, taking this once in a generation or once in a lifetime, you know, windfall and using it on things that you neglected for 10 years doesn't seem like the transformational project the county executive was touting. I also don't see anything that, you know, is going to really help small businesses. You know, there's $2 million set aside for another gift card program. You know, that's not a business or small, it's not a small business or economic recovery engine. The whole thing seems to be a government recovery engine. And I think that's the wrong message to send to taxpayers.
Something else I wanted to get your reaction to. Poland Car City wanted to pay $6 million in bonuses to county employees who worked during the pandemic and grow the size of county government by restoring and adding more than 140 county jobs?
You know, growing the size of county government right now is irresponsible. You know, when we went through the reduction plan a year ago in June to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic, we eliminated a number of vacant positions, but only 19 live bodies. And so to come back and say we need to add 142 new jobs is crazy and insulting. You know, there are people out there, you know, in the private sector that have been out of work, that are struggling for money, and to tell them, hey, we're going to use this to create hundreds of new government jobs that are most likely going to be filled with people that we know, that's the wrong message to send.
Joe, thanks so much for the time this morning. That's Joe Lurigo. We turn now to Kevin Hardwick, Erie County legislator, to talk about this, and we'll pick up right where we left off, Kevin, with Joe in that idea of more county jobs, $6 million in bonuses to county employees who worked during the pandemic, growing the size, adding more than 140 jobs. These jobs are going to have to be funded in future years, though, when there's no windfall or extra money coming from the federal government or from the state. Is this a good idea, a good plan in your mind?
I think we'll have to talk about it, and I think it's going to the Finance and Management Committee, which will have a hearing on this, a robust discussion, I'm sure, given everything that's in there next Thursday. You know, there is about, of this $123 million package, there's a little less than $9 million in recurring personnel costs that we will have to deal with down the road, as you say. But much of that money will be reimbursable by the state through social services and through the health department. How much, I don't know, but that's a question that we'll have to ask. In general, however, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, that like the pandemic was a hopefully once-in-a-lifetime event. It took 1,900 of our fellow Erie County residents. There's no way that we're going to get them back. But we are getting this this federal money, and in addition, we're getting additional state money. You know, we put together the budget last December, basing it on what the governor said was going to be a 20% cut in our aid. Well, that didn't come through, partly because, of course, of all the federal money coming to the state government. So now we have that extra money also to spend. And the county executive put together this, I think it's a very interesting plan, and I think we will have to talk about it. The legislature has the final say on this, and I think we'll have it in a couple weeks.
It seems like there's a rush to earmark it so that we don't lose out on it. I mean, we're going to look back years from now and talk about how this money was spent and talk about the mistakes that were made?
You know, I mean, there may be a line item here or a line item there, but the vast majority of this is in capital improvements. Much of it, water and sewer lines. You never have enough money to fix the broken water and sewer lines. Water and sewer lines are not sexy. You know, if you fix a road, people notice it. You fix a water line or a sewer line, people don't notice it. The only time you notice them, they're underground, is when they don't work, and then people are really mad. Well, this is an opportunity to get that money where you know, you always said, geez, if we only had a few hundred thousand dollars here or a few hundred thousand dollars there. Well, it's there, and it's up to us to decide how to spend it. And the county executive has put this on the table, and I think it's a very interesting proposal. I think most of it makes sense. I think we'll have to hash it out in the legislature next week.
Is there going to be a major change in the city of Buffalo, the county government, how the two interact after the results of last night's primary?
I think that remains to be seen. Obviously, the city of Buffalo is our major local government partner, and it's you know, I don't think enough people have paid enough attention to the mayor's race. Most people did not see this coming, and so I think a lot of people are waking up saying, "Who is India Walton, and what does she want to do?" And I'm sure over the course of the next few months, we'll learn a lot more about that.
What a thing to wake up after the votes are cast and start to think about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? This is a historic time for the city of Buffalo, not just because of the race, but for the same reason it's historic for the county. They're getting a lot of money, too. And it's not just this money. There will be more money coming through the American Rescue Plan next year. So a lot of big decisions are looming for both the city and the county, as well as all the other local governments.
Hey, Kevin, what about the primaries for mayor and sheriff, the fact that none of the endorsed candidates won?
Yeah, that certainly that's surprising, and it gives you pause. I think everybody knew that on the sheriff's side there were a number of good candidates, and that it was going to be close either way. I think most people, including myself, are surprised by the mayor's race. But you know, I think that speaks to all the energy within the Walton campaign. You know, having run for election many times myself, I can tell you it's a lot more fun. It's a lot easier to run for something than it is to run for re-election. I mean, think about it. You're running for re-election, you're basically treading water. You know, you're working hard to stay where you are. You know, you're not moving up. I think you saw a lot of that energy last night in that victory celebration by the Walton camp. And it's something I tell my students, you know, I compare it to sports. You know, you win a big football game or hockey game, you know, you have this celebration and everybody's happy. It's the same in politics. The only difference is in politics and government, it matters a lot more, because the win last night by India Walton and her campaign, going to be a lot longer lasting in its effects than any single win of the Buffalo Bills this fall.
Hey, Kevin, appreciate the time this morning. That's Kevin Harwick. Before that, you heard Joe Lurigo talking about not only some of the county's spending items we heard about earlier this week, but how last night's primary impacts what they do in county government.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.